Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. So, sugar. I know what you're saying. They're going to talk about sugar again. Yes, we're talking about sugar. Sugar's a crucial element here, and it's very important. It's more important than ever. And you just came across an interesting thing.
I've been baking a lot. And over the years, I'm making jams and jellies and cakes and things like that. And a pound cake came into my mind recently because a pound cake calls for a pound each of butter, flour, sugar, and eggs.
A pound each?
Yes. That's what a pound cake is. That's the typical pound cake. And just today, the Washington Post had a recipe for grandma's pound cake.
Uh-huh.
So I took a deep breath, and I read this recipe. And there was nothing pound cakey about it in terms of proportions because it had 5 eggs, which is about half a pound's worth when you take the eggs out of the shell.
Uh-huh.
It did not have a pound of flour. It had maybe 3/4 of a pound of flour. But it had 3 cups of sugar.
3?
Now, let me frame this in terms of pounds. 1 pound of granulated sugar is 2 1/4 cups. This one had 3/4 cup more. And then not only that, it committed the unpardonable sin of including baking powder.
Baking powder.
And baking powder has no place in a pound cake. Absolutely none. You're getting the leavening, all the leavening you need from the eggs. And that's why you have a pound of eggs, because the pound of eggs is being beaten with a pound of butter and sugar. And it creates all that those lovely bubbles that will expand to let the cake rise properly in the oven. And so you have a perfect pound cake. So you and I have been talking about, you know, cutting back on sugar and how can one cut back on sugar?
Mm-hmm.
You can cut back very easily. Look at your recipes very closely. And I'm looking at, you know, cake recipes in particular, and I'm saying, well, why is there 2 cups of sugar here? Why do we need 2 cups of sugar? Well, I understand in terms of chemistry and balance, you know, with flour, sugar, butter, that you need a certain amount for a best result.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of these cake recipes in particular, they were made up and an amount was suggested. Oh, why don't we put in 2 cups of sugar and see how that works? Well, it works just fine. But what about 1 1/2 cups? Would 1 1/2 cups work? Would 1 cup work? So what I did was I took one of my favorite recipes, which was for the plum torte. And I don't know if you remember this, John.
Yes, I do.
But it's basically a butter cake and you layer cut Italian plums on it, on top, and then you bake it.
And my mouth is watering because of it.
Yeah, it's a wonderfully buttery cake, but this is just a 1-layer cake that you bake in a springform pan, a 9-inch springform pan. And the recipe calls for a stick of butter and a cup of sugar. That's a lot of sugar for that 1 layer.
Yes.
And then there's more sugar sprinkled on top with cinnamon, you know, sprinkled on top of the fruit. And it's got 2 eggs in it, and it's got 1 cup of flour, you know, 4 1/2 ounces or so. So I thought, okay, I've made this so many times, and I love the texture of it and everything. So I thought, I'm going to do something. I'm going to cut the sugar. Instead of 1 cup, I'm going to cut it to 1/2 cup. And the 1/2 cup, what I found in terms of taste, was just fine. What happens is, in terms of the actual lightness and the fluffiness of the layer, it's not quite as light or fluffy. It doesn't rise quite as high. And I know the reason for that, and that is that when you're creaming butter with the sugar, you create air bubbles. Those air bubbles expand and make lightness in the cake. Well, I was figuring with 1 layer like this, I could get by with 1/2 cup. And for flavor, it was just fine.
Right.
I found that when I added the eggs in, I had to beat longer until everything became smooth.
Beat them
in a little longer. But everything else worked fine. The batter was stiff. You know, you have to spread it into your pan with the back of a spoon.
Right.
But other than that, it baked for the same amount of time. It was just as tasty, slightly less light in texture, but just as yummy. So this is the kind of thing I think we all need to look at when we look at recipes, saying, okay, I take maybe cutting the amount of sugar in half is too drastic sometimes.
That's, you know, pretty drastic.
If you have a recipe calling for 2 cups of sugar, look and see what the other ingredients are. Maybe you have some unsweetened chocolate or something, you know, or something else that needs the sweetening. And so don't just cut it, you know, cut it without thinking.
Yes.
And I would say, you know, if you want to cut back on a cake first, cut it back by maybe a quarter. So if you have 2 cups of sugar, try 1.5 cups and see if that works.
And if that works, next time try another quarter.
Right, exactly. And then with the same thing when you're making jams, you know, typically it's 1 cup to 1 cup. Well, that's nonsense. You know, you don't need 1 cup of sugar to 1 cup of fruit at all, because 1 cup of sugar weighs a lot more than 1 cup of fruit.
Yeah.
So do it by a weight basis if you're going to do that.
I wonder if there wasn't a little bit of mission creep when sugar began to get very inexpensive. And
right. I think so.
Now that you had more sugar available after World War II, let's say, you started to increase the amounts and recipes.
Yes.
So take a keen eye and check those things out on your recipes. And come back next week for
The Food Guys.